Contemporary, traditional, timeless. Call 260-7749.
And you've got the very latest live from Liverpool. I'm Julia Bold.
This is the City Surgery.
The City Surgery.
Expert advice for the cost of a phone call.
The City Surgery.
With Will Batchelor.
On City Talk 105.9.
City
Surgery.
Yes, I like it. What a way to start the week with our friends Electric. Hello and welcome to the City Surgery here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. My name is Will Batchelor. I'm joining you for another week of City Surgeries. That is the show that takes place every weekday between 12 and 1. If you haven't tuned in before, then what happens is each day I am joined in the studio by one of our regular panel of experts in a different field, and the expert helps me to help you, because if you have a question in their chosen field, you can phone them up, ask them the question, and hopefully get it answered. Today's specialist subject is computers and IT and gadgetry, and to help us with that, as ever, is our usual gadget guru, who is Mr. Gary Miller, looking resplendent as ever in his three-piece suite. Good evening, or good afternoon, I should say, Gary.
Good day to you. What a fantastic Monday in Liverpool. I'm trying to look dapper today. I've got two meetings after this, so I've got my three-piece suit on, as you call it. There we are. So back to the gadget show. Mondays, as always, from 12 till 1. Got a great show for you today.
Excellent. Yes, we have. Because the show, as ever, is twofold. First of all, Gary is our guide through all the latest innovations in the technology market. So very shortly, Gary will be telling us what's hot and what's not in terms of what new gadgets are out there available to buy now, or certainly very shortly, because a lot of it takes place in Japan and works its way over here slowly. But also, he'll be answering your questions. If you do want to put a question to him and you want to have a conversation, 0151 708 1059. That is the telephone number, 0151 708 1059. Give him a call if your printer's broken, or if your iPod's frozen, or if your computer is giving you a funny error message that you don't quite understand. Throw it in and Gary will see if he can answer it, and if not, he usually knows a man who can, so we'll get you an answer by next week. But normally he can answer them straight off. Also, last week we had a lot of questions about flat screen TVs and HD, and what does it mean, and what sort of TV do you need to get high definition digital and all the rest of it. So that kind of thing as well, because he's a gadget junkie, so he knows what he's talking about and he can offer you some advice on the best gadgets to buy, whether it's TVs, sat-navs, cameras, video cameras, all that sorts of stuff. Also today, as a bit of an extra treat, we're going to be speaking to someone from the North West Motor Show, which comes to Southport, I think the 21st of June, and they have a lot of gadgets there, obviously, many of them vintage, some of them modern, lots of them petrol-powered, which I know will upset Gary because he is a keen environmentalist who drives a gas-guzzling car, and diesel, is it? Oh, there you go, that's okay then. They've also got some of the environmental saving gadgets, and they've got a stand which is sort of a technology area, if you like, which has the future of motoring. So if you're a bit of a petrol head or a diesel head, or you're a greenie who wants to see cars running on chip fat, then stay tuned, because we'll have Tom Walsh on shortly, in about 10-12 minutes, I would say, from now. However, before we do all of that, I want to find out what's new in the technology market, and Gary is the man to tell us. So Gary, tell us what is hot at the moment.
Well, listeners, week after week will hear how I love all Apple products, although this one I'm not quite sure if I love it yet. We missed it last Monday. It actually was released Monday evening. So it's not that new. It's actually just over 6 days old now. A new baby to Apple. It's the iPhone 3G. It's cheaper and it's faster, and it arrives on these shores on July the 11th. So it's very hot, actually. It's not quite out yet. And it's the iPhone. Now, everybody who is used to Apple products will have seen the iPhone's been out for a year now. It's only a year, and already the previous versions are obsolete. Remember that conversation we had about things being obsolete? Things are obsolete after about 6 months, it appears these days. So Steve Jobs, one of the richest men in the world, does he need to be any richer? He's released his new model, and it's thinner, it's slightly heavier. It comes, however, with 3G, third generation, as opposed to second generation, which just means it's a lot faster. So you've had an iPhone before, and you've tried to download videos, then you'll notice how slow they could have been. This is a lot faster.
So the whole point of the iPhone is to use it to look at the internet when you're out and about. So
and to make telephone calls.
And to make phone calls, yeah. Like in the old days. So was that a problem? Like if I always thought the reason you might want to use the internet if you're out and about on your phone is if you're in the pub and you want to know how Spain did in Euro 2008, and you want to look on a news website or a sport website and check the score, which I imagine was fairly quick. So why would you want to download a video when you're out and about? That seems to me something, surely that can wait until you're back at home.
Well, no, a lot of websites these days that you browse for business or for personal reasons have videos attached to them. So what would happen is you'd browse the website, suddenly it would hang or it would get very slow. So the video that you wanted to look at, which is part of the website, you're not actually deliberately looking at videos.
I'm with you.
Just slows down or doesn't happen at all.
And I suppose what someone more technologically minded than me would say is, you know, not only can you find out the Spain score, but also you can see the Torres goal or something like that.
And replay it as well. Yeah, exactly. Well, this new iPhone 3G supports Wi-Fi, 3G and edge networks and can automatically switch between them depending on which is the fastest. It does it itself. It will ship simultaneously in 22 countries, coming to the UK on July the 11th.
You did say ship simultaneously, didn't you?
Yes, I did indeed. And that may be my accent. Watch the subtitles in future.
Yeah.
Although the pay-as-you-go pricing has yet to be announced by O2. Of course, it's only available from O2. It's not available from Vodafone. The iPhone 3G, 80 gigabytes, or it says, sorry, 8, I wish it was 80 gigabytes, 8GB or 8 gigabytes, will now come free. That's a big difference from the previous iPhone, with the £45 and the £75 per month contract. So if you pay £45 or £75 for your phone contract, that's your text messages and your phone calls, you'll get it free. In the past, it cost £295 to buy the iPhone. Mm. It's now an upgrade. It will cost £99 with the £30 and the £35 per month contract. So it's not free in that case, but it's still £90. It's £205 less than it used to cost. The 16GB or gigabyte version is free if you're paying for a £75 month contract, £59 for the £45 contract. You're going to forget all these numbers. It's a lot cheaper. That's the important thing.
Yeah. I've got to say, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I just want a mobile phone that I can make calls on. And if I want to look at the internet, I'm going to wait till I get home, or better still, use the work one and they can pay for the bill.
Well, you see, a lot of people actually would say quite the reverse. They want to browse the internet. They want to look better and keep up with the Joneses. And they've got all these lovely touchscreen buttons to press. Of course, this is a telephone, so there's no actual keyboard on it. It's actually the touchscreen that you press. One minute it's a phone. Next minute it's GPS. Next minute it's looking at your photographs. The next minute it's looking at your album covers. And you could go back and choose Gary Newman's Our Friends Electric. And play it while
the next minute someone's bashed you over the head and nicked it because it's shiny. I've got to say, you like them, that's fine. I'm not into them. What else is hot?
What else is hot? It's been quite an interesting week, actually. Dell. Now, that's major. Dell is one of the biggest computing companies in the world, and they've brought out a new mid computer.
Right, and mid-range
mobile
prices.
No, well, actually, lower prices. Mm. Smaller than normal computers. You've heard me talk about the Asus E notebook, a little tiny thing, small screen. Well, Dell have brought one out, and they've called, I think it's a mistake, they've called it the Dell E. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like something you might buy a bagel with cream cheese off, but there you go. So it's called a Dell E.
Yeah, it's called a Dell E.
And that's a deliberate challenge to the Asus
E. It's a deliberate challenge, yes. It's in the new Inspiron E series. Mid means mobile internet device. And it's similar to the Asus E 901 or the MSI Wind, which I actually spoke about last week. And it's got an 8.9-inch screen and it's powered by a 1.6 gigahertz Intel Atom processor, fast and small processor.
Okay, 8.9 inch. That is
slightly bigger than a book.
Yeah. So it's not a mobile phone. It's not a tiny pocket computer,
no.
But it's not a laptop either. It's somewhere between the two.
If you look at a hardback book, turn it on its side.
Yeah.
That landscape shape is roughly the same size as this particular one. And it comes with Windows XP or Linux. There are three versions. There's the entry-level E-Classic, then there's the E-Video, and the E-Video Plus. The latter two, they've got more memory, webcams, storage, Bluetooth, etc.
I do like the way it's called the E-Classic. This is a brand new product, entry-level one. Oh, yeah, that's your classic one. Yeah, you know, that's the sort of Dell E your granddad would have used if it had been invented more than about 5 minutes ago.
Well, when Arthur Neger's robot in many, many years to come, and it's an antiques roadshow, we'll be looking back at the... Do you remember the Dell E Classic?
Absolutely, yeah.
Exactly.
Is it worth anything?
No. Exactly.
Is it bobbins?
What's it worth today?
£150
for the E Classic when it comes out. They're not out yet. They come out in August. That's not a bad price for a computer.
Yeah, that's good.
That will run Windows, will run Microsoft Office, so Word and Excel and PowerPoint, etc. And will plug into other devices like projectors. So if you want to walk around town with another shiny object that people are not going to steal, but it will look nice because it comes in reds and greens and blues and black, obviously, and probably pink as well, since they're all coming in pink these days. But they come out in August. They start at £150 and... apparently, it's going to be serious competition for this new mid-space, of course, which means mobile internet device.
See, I like that. I can see why you might want a smaller laptop. I can understand that. I can't see why you'd want a pocket-sized one, but certainly if you're out and about, stick it in your bag. I can see that, so I'm going to give that a moderate 7 out of 10.
Oh, well done. It doesn't do telephone calls, though, unless you use Skype.
Okay. Just before... we move on. Let's have something that's not hot, please. That's hot, the Dell E and the Apple iPhone next generation one. What's not hot at the moment?
Well, I had a problem with this one. There's a lot of roads in the UK where suddenly you're appearing, not suddenly, but for quite a while you're seeing these sleeping policemen. Mm. That's not a real policeman sleeping on the street. Not in our neighbourhoods anyway. Sleeping policemen... People either love them or hate them. They slow the traffic down, but in certain cars, like a friend of mine who's got a Morris Minor, it takes the bottom of the car off when it drives over the sleeping policeman. Well, the Americans in Philadelphia, apparently one of the most dangerous cities in America, officially, they've invented, and they are laying down in the streets, 3D images that trick drivers into believing they're humps. Oh. On the road. Sleeping policemen on the road.
So is that good or bad then? So basically what it is, it's a hologram or something, or a projection of a speed bump. I'm not sure anyone's called them sleeping policemen since the 1950s, Gary. So
I'm old, you see.
But it's an imaginary speed bump. So I guess the idea is that you slow down for it, but that it doesn't knacker the bottom of your Morris Minor when you drive over it, because it doesn't exist.
It's not really there. I think, do you know, if you drive along the M62, they used to do this, I've not seen it for a while, they'd actually have a cardboard cutout police car sitting in one of the little lay-bys by the side, so you'd be driving along thinking, oh, look, there's a police car, I better slow down. And of course, if it's there the following day, you know that it's there, so people tend to ignore it.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing is going to happen with this. I could imagine in industrial estates where trucks, etc., come down, and they've never been down that estate before, and they're driving at speed, and they'll say, oh, look, there is a bump in the road, I better slow down. They might not have expected it anyway, and the following day it'll be newer articulated lorry drivers who do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and of course what will happen is, if you get two drivers going down the same street, one of them will have been down it 100 times and think, oh yeah, there's the hologram bumps, I'm not slowing down. In front of him, there'll be one who's never been down it before.
Bang.
And he'll go, oh, speed bumps, I better step on the brakes. And the cocksure driver behind him will go into the back of him.
Well, there we are.
So there you go. Not a good idea. I can see why you've chosen that as not hot. Thank you for that. So Apple iPhone and the Dell E are hot. imaginary speed bumps are not hot. Some people would say that real speed bumps are not hot, but there you go. There's a debate for a different day.
Yes,
and Gary is here to take your calls. We're going to speak to a gentleman from the Northwest Motor Show very shortly. So if you're a petrol head, stay tuned to the surgery on City Talk 105.9. If you are being troubled by any of your technology, that's your computer or your printer or your iPod, and you want Gary's advice, or indeed if you're looking to buy something and you want Gary's advice, then get your call in now because he's here until 1-0151. 708-1059 is the landline. The text number is 61025. Start your message with the word talk, and the email is surgery@citytalk.fm.
A swift business story. Dave's got business documents to sign, and Dave's documents are on the desk in his office in Bootle, but Dave's away doing business in Derby. Thanks to a Swift Dispatch same-day delivery, Dave can do business in two places at once.
When it comes to business-to-business deliveries, Swift Dispatch is quick, reliable and secure. Call 0845 241 6666 now, or visit swiftdispatch.com. Swift Dispatch, the award-winning courier service you can rely on.
You can't see your desk for paper. Packaging and cardboard are cluttering your workspace. Offices, warehouses, companies and shops, it's time to work cleaner, greener and smarter. Call Planet Recycling. As one of the Northwest's largest recycling service providers, Planet can offer cost-effective collection and recycling solutions. For free advice or an on-site survey, call 0151 922 6668 or click planetrecycling.co.uk.
City Talk.
Words of wisdom.
A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well.
City Talk.
105.9.
Are you creative?
Energetic.
And full of ideas?
Then come and work with us.
At Halton Borough Council, we'll give you all the training you need to work from home as a registered childminder. So for a taste of a new career working with children, visit our Childcare Information Day on Wednesday, June the 18th at Halton Lee Shopping Centre. Or call Halton Children's Information Service on 01928 704 306 or click halton.gov.uk now.
In association with National Childcare Month.
Formby Cycles Sefton Triathlon is the biggest community triathlon in the UK. From 9 till 4, Saturday, June 28th on Crosby Beach, join over 1,000 competitors running, swimming and cycling their way to the finish line. With medals presented by Kenny Dalglish, do it for charity, do it for fun, do it because you can. For information and registration forms, visit seftontriathlon.co.uk today. Cash for Kids invites you to Formby Cycles Sefton Triathlon in association with St Mary's College Crosby and City Talk 105.9.
Call the City Surgery now.
0151 708-1059. Text TALK, then a space, then your message to 61025. Or email surgery@citytalk.fm.
Welcome back to the City Surgery here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. My name is Will Batchelor. I join you every weekday around this time between 12 and 1 when I am joined in the studio by an expert of a different variety. And today's variety is the Common or Garden Gadget Guru, whose name is Gary Miller. He looks a bit hurt now that I've called him Common. You know
and
what I mean.
The Scottish variety.
Absolutely, yeah, the Scottish variety. The lesser-spotted Gadget Guru. He is an expert on all things shiny. So, if your computer is playing up, if you want some help choosing a gadget, whether that be a flat-screen TV, a camcorder, a camera, a mobile phone, or any of the latest laptops and computers on the market, then Gary is a good place to start. He's very good at explaining all the technical stuff to technophobes, such as I. Tap his knowledge. It's free, it's impartial, and although he does seem to have a penchant for Apple, so I'm going to be checking into his personal finances over that. And if you want to speak to him, 0151 708 1059. That is the number to call and have a conversation with Gary on air, and I will interrupt occasionally, but try and ignore me. The text number is 61025. That's 61025. Start your message, please, the word talk, followed by a space. Otherwise, it will go to Scotland, where they don't have technology yet. And the email is surgery@citytalk.fm. That's surgery, S-U-R-G-E-R-Y, @citytalk.fm. However, before we do some of your questions, and thank you for the ones that have come in so far, we need to speak to Tom Walsh, because gadgets, we normally focus on the shiny things that you plug into a wall, but there's also the gadgets that you keep in your garage and fill up with petrol, which are cars. And Tom Walsh is one of the organisers of the North West Motor Show. Hiya, Tom.
Hi. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Now, the motor show, I think I'm right in saying it's the 21st of June, isn't it?
It's the 21st and 22nd, this Saturday and Sunday in Southport in Victoria Park.
Do you know what? In my head, I was thinking the 21st and 22nd of June was weeks away, but you're right, it is this Saturday and Sunday in Victoria Park in Southport. This is the sixth, is it now?
It's the sixth big motor show that we've had in Southport, yeah.
OK, and growing in popularity?
Very much so, yeah. It seems to be very, very popular. Our figures are increasing every year, and the people who own all these beautiful cars keep coming back to us.
Okay, so fantastic. So if our gadget freaks are listening, not freaks, sorry, gadget fans are listening, shouldn't
will,
insult people.
Will.
You know what I mean. And some of them will be obviously petrol heads as well. What have you got to whet their appetite for what they might see in Victoria Park on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, for the gadget-minded, we have a techno centre.
Oh, right.
In the show, which is based on the theme performance and the environment. So we're looking at, you know, increasing the performance of cars, engines, gearboxes, oils, and, you know, things like that. And, of course, its impact on the environment.
So is any of that going to feature any of this? Because we hear a lot, and Gary mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, these cars that can run on vegetable oil.
Very much so, yeah. It's one of the themes in the centre is new engine technology.
Mm.
You know, it's the development of the petrol and diesel and other future powertrains, electric, hydrogen, ethanol, and things like that.
Fantastic. So I believe you've also got a team of boffins who will be explaining it and demonstrating it as well.
Well, yes, we've got experts who will explain all that, together with people like the Lancaster University.
Mm.
And the oil companies and the car manufacturers, they'll be showcasing exhibits and workshops about the future developments in car design and automotive engineering. The displays will include things like hybrid cars, you know, and the diesel versus petrol debate, which still goes on, and other future developments like, you know, electric cars, hydrogen cars, and ethanol cars. You know, this will be our future, and this will be on display.
Tom, could I ask, have you got a website that we could look at now? Because I want to just check your website out. Can you give me the web address?
Yeah, it's www.visitsouthport.com.
.com, yeah.
/motor show.
So let me just repeat that. www.visitsouthport.com/motor show.
Show.
Fantastic.
That's
I'm
going
to visit that now. That's wonderful. Thank you. And can you buy tickets online as well there?
You certainly can, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And how many people are you expecting?
Only £5. An absolute bargain. The price of two ice creams.
Well, there we are.
Absolutely, £5. That's not a bad deal, actually. That's and that's for kids and adults.
And it's a great family show, so it's a super day out for there's something there for everybody.
I've got to say as well, Tom, I know it's almost inconceivable that this could be the case, but just in case there's anyone out there who likes cars and isn't that bothered about the environment, they can't exist, I'm sure. But what have you got in terms of the good old-fashioned petrol-burning, gas-guzzling vintage cars for us to look at?
Well, we've got lots of vintage, veteran and classic cars, you know, the type of cars that your granddad and your dad learned to drive on, that you never see on the road anymore. There's lots of young people who don't see them, certainly, and this is their chance to have a look at cars of, you know, harking back to the 19th century.
Really? That old?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's absolutely fantastic cars there that you just don't see. It will be an eye-opener to anybody who sees them.
And brand-wise, what are you talking? Daimler, Bentley, Rolls-Royce?
You name the marks. I mean, the marks are just endless. You know, you've never heard of some of the names that have been all absorbed into bigger manufacturers. But they were the cars of the day. And, of course, you know, they were very big, you know, built like tanks.
Yeah.
And lasted forever. And, in fact, they've lasted, you know, 90, 100 years.
Is it just cars you do, Tom, or is there motorbikes there as well?
Oh, no, motorbikes galore. We've got the biggest display of motorbikes this year than we've ever had. The motorbike side of it has really grown. And again, we've got, you know, lots of examples of new technology in motorcycle, you know, design, engines, all that business. It's absolutely fascinating.
So as well as having cars in the future powered by ethanol or electricity or the other examples you gave, do you think that there'll be a time when you have like a plug-in motorbike as well?
I don't see why not, because just to give you an example, we've got a car at the show. It's an electric car. It's got phenomenal performance, called the Westfield. It can go from 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds. It's got a top speed of 100 miles an hour, and it runs off lead-acid batteries producing 60 volts, and that produces 180 brake horsepower.
How long does that last for, though? Is it plug it in, 5 seconds later you need to plug it in again?
No, apparently the life of the battery is a lot longer than you think. You know, it's comparable with like the tank of a petrol, a tank of petrol in a car. You know, so if you wanted to sort of run out, you know, for 100, 120, 130 miles, you know, it would be the same.
Will is very rich here, and Will probably can just sort of sign a check for this car now. How much would the Westfield cost us?
Do you know, I don't know, but it's actually under development at the moment, so I don't think they've actually got a price on it. It's part of the developing technology.
It sounds exciting, though.
I don't think they've actually got a price on it. In fact, the actual look of the car hasn't been finally decided yet. It's in a sort of Caterham type configuration at the moment,
lovely,
but it could be completely different in the final thing. You know, but when you think about, you know, 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, that's better than a Ferrari.
While we're talking on prices, you've got a discount that appears on your website today. It's £4 for your ticket, so it's even less expensive. It's not five, it's £4.
If you book in advance on the web, you can get in for £4. What an absolute bargain.
Fantastic. And if you don't want to book on the web, not everybody's got computers, then you could ring the box office on 01704 540011.
That's absolutely correct.
Fantastic. I tell you what, Gary, you're doing a good job there.
There we are. I don't mind putting the plug in now and then. If we're going to talk about electric cars and ethanol cars and hybrids, it's my hippie part of the show. I love it.
Absolutely. Tom Walsh, one of the organisers of the Northwest Motor Show, thanks for your time today. And that is happening, as Tom says, up in Southport this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. £5 in, £4 if you book online. And you can go and see the technology of the future, which Gary will like because it's all about hybrid performance and electric cars and all the rest of it. And the rest of us can go and look at the vintage cars, which burn petrol with gay abandon. But there you go, something for everyone. And I'm sure that that will intrigue a few of our listeners as well who like gadgets, because this is City Talk 105.9 and this is the City Surgery. And on a Monday, we're always joined here, or I am always joined in the studio, by Gary Miller, who is a gadget guru. He is here to help you with your technological requirements, by which I mean if your computer is knackered and you want someone to help you fix it, then Gary is the man to ask. 0151 708 1059. That's the landline. You can text him your question as well if maybe you're stuck in work. 61025 is the text number. Do start your message, please, with the word talk followed by a space. And the email, if your computer does still work, is surgery@citytalk.fm. That's surgery@citytalk.fm, which is the number that Damien in Highton has, the address that Damien in Highton has sent his email to. And he says, I've recently found a Samsung V700 mobile, but you have to enter a PIN code to switch on the phone. Is there any way of unlocking the phone, or is it now useless? Makes you wonder where Damien found the phone, but go on.
I would take it to your local mobile phone store and ask them if they can unlock it. It might be illegal to do so. If it's been found, this phone, it means it belonged to somebody else. And I think that's a security measure that's deliberately been put into place. Mm. And I congratulate them for doing so. Take it to the mobile phone shop and I'm sure they can tell you almost immediately whether they can unlock it or not. You may unfortunately find that it actually belongs to somebody else.
Or indeed hand it in. I once found a very nice phone when I was walking around Sefton Park. It was in winter. I was going for a nice stroll with the missus, found a beautiful phone on the floor, did the right thing, you know, had a look through the text messages, very interesting, and found a number that kept recurring so I could sort of know the right person to ring up. And, yeah, came around that night, gave me a bottle of champagne and some very nice chocolates.
Well, that's strange because a friend of mine lost his phone in Sefton Park. This is genuine. Mm. Last year. And 2 seconds later, another friend, and this is true, another friend found it just by chance and found my number on the phone, rang me and said, did I know this particular person? I said, yes. And I knew where the person had gone to. It only happened in 5 minutes. One friend lost it, one friend found it. They didn't know each other, and they rang me to tell me.
You'd think, wouldn't you, they could put some kind of tracking device in a mobile phone. I mean, being as a mobile phone is effectively quite a handy tracking device anyway, and certainly the police can follow it round and see which areas you've used it in. It shouldn't be that hard, should it, to fit in with
a
device?
Surprised how easy it is for people to find out where you are currently, and you don't know that actually you can be tracked by the signal going to your phone and going back to the radio mast.
I can almost feel a conspiracy theory coming on. It's like late night radio now.
Couldn't possibly comment.
Ah, very interesting. I shall ask you that shortly. Thank you for that, Damien. Hand the phone in, and you never know, you might get some champagne and chocolates, or as Gary says, take it to a shop and see if they can unlock it. But I suspect there may be a legal reason why they can't. Eric in Calderstones has also emailed surgery@citytalk.fm, and he wants to know, can you recommend a Bluetooth headset that would work for my BlackBerry Curve as well as for Skype through a laptop?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I better check that. The two different types of machine. One's Skype, works with your computer, gives you free calls from computer to computer. There are Bluetooth devices that operate with that. They're normally linked to the actual phone itself, whereas a Bluetooth headset, like a Jabra, for example, you just stick it in your ear and you can link to your BlackBerry Curve or your BlackBerry Pearl or the new BlackBerry that comes out excitingly in August called the BlackBerry Bold. But they are two different devices. Let me get back to you on that. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, we had a question about the BlackBerry Curve a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Is the BlackBerry Curve out now?
It is, yeah. And that's very good. It's been out for a while. It's been out for about 3 or 4 months, and soon there'll be the BlackBerry Bold. And you would say, does that mean the BlackBerry Curve's going to be obsolete? And the answer is, no, it's just a slightly different upgrade. You can still get both.
You took the words right out of my mouth, but there you go, out for a few months. It's so worrying, because a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't heard of it. And now it turns out that it's been out for a couple of months and they're bringing something else out as well. Skype, by the way, which has been mentioned, for those who don't know, I know what it is because you've mentioned it before, but it might be worth explaining again. That's a phone system through the computer.
Skype, I think, was invented, discovered, built, whatever, in Norway. And it is now owned by, now I'm probably going to get this wrong, it's either Google or eBay, I just can't quite remember who bought it, for a lot of money. I'm talking about serious billions of dollars, because they had millions of customers already linked to Skype. What does Skype do? Skype allows you to use your computer to call another computer as though you were using a telephone, and the signal is crystal clear. It didn't used to be, it is now crystal clear, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And you can actually now use your computer to ring a mobile phone or a landline phone, your home phone or your business phone, for a fraction of the cost than you would if you were going through one of the cable providers or one of the standard commercial telephone providers. So it's a lot cheaper, or it's free. And you can also do video conferencing through Skype. So it's a fantastic technology. It is free. And why did they spend billions and billions of dollars buying it? Because they had millions of customers. And actually, I think in February of this year, they reached their 1 billionth customer. I can't even comprehend that a billion people are using the computer to make telephone calls from one to the other, but they are, and of course that's all over the world. Fantastically successful. And of course, when you've got Skype, you get adverts coming up on the screen from other providers of other services, so it's a great way of actually reaching out to a customer base.
So do you use it?
I do indeed. Not that often, to be honest, because I can't carry Skype along around on my mobile phone. What would be interesting, going back to the iPhone or the Nokia, the ones that run on 3G and give you web access, wouldn't it be interesting if you could use the web browsing facility on your mobile phone to make free phone calls using Skype?
Well, it would, but you've already paid for the deal that you get, so there's no point doing it.
Yeah, but you could call abroad and things, which is not part of the deal. And you might get a cheaper deal on that. I don't know. It's interesting to find out whether these 3G phones allow you to use Skype. If anybody knows the answer, either text it to us or email it to us.
See, I'd love to know. I'm going to go around and ask all of my friends who uses Skype, because you're the first person I know to use it. I'm going to go around and ask everyone I know, because if 1 billion people use it, and if there's 6 billion people in the world, then in theory, 1 in 6 of my friends should use it, and I'm fairly sure that you're the only one who does, and I do have more than 6 friends, so I'm going to find out. Is it popular in a different country?
It's very popular in Scandinavia, where it started, and it's very popular in America, too.
I don't know too many Scandinavians, though. I'd like to.
Well, actually, I've got a friend who's in Stockholm today. Steve, if you can ask your friends in Stockholm to text us, we'll give you the details in a second, or email us, tell us how many of those friends around the room are actually using Skype.
Yeah, and that goes, in fact, for all our listeners. If you use Skype, let me know. Send me an email, surgery@citytalk.fm. Tell us what you think of it, surgery, S-U-R-G-E-R-Y, @citytalk.fm. Or I tell you what, being as you get it free, you can even phone us, 0151 708 1059. That's the phone number. The text number, which costs 25p, is 610 25. Start your message with the word talk, and that goes for anyone else with a question about technology for Gary.
Phil and Kim at breakfast with Lucas Vauxhall.
What a very exciting day for you, Sally. All this coming to fruition.
I know, I'm very emotional about it. I have to say, all my babies have come out onto the street.
They look brilliant. They gave me a real big smile when I came into work this morning, saw a couple on Lime Street and by St George's Hall. Have you got a favourite? Is that an unfair question?
I've got 119th favourite.
Ooh, very diplomatic, Sally-Anne.
I like Top Banana.
This could not have happened in any other city in the world. I mean, Liverpool has embraced this project with such generosity, good fun. It just couldn't have happened.
Phil Easton.
Kim Hughes.
Phil and Kim at breakfast.
City Talk. 105.9.
City Talk.
News.
First, with the biggest local stories.
The fact that he can come out with such an immediate response, which apportions 100% of the blame onto one group of people, the Liverpool football fans, well, it just shows how pathetic a response it is.
First, with national news.
Of that street and are firing directly at the entrance of the building.
First for football.
It's a stupid statement, to be fair. The FA Cup can't generate, to the likes of Reading, what they can get from the Premier League, but that doesn't take away from what the Cup's all about. And he should know, because he's come from the lower divisions as well. So it just shows you sometimes when you do get up there with the big boys, you should think before you let your mouth do the talking.
The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk 105.9.
Not you as well, mate. Congratulations on the new job, Andy.
Everybody's escaping to a better job. citytalkjobs.co.uk.
Look who's talking on 105.9.
Hi, my name's Phil Easton. I present Breakfast with the lovely Kim Hughes every weekday morning from 6 through till 9 here on City Talk 105.9. And amongst the delights you can listen to every morning, of course, our celebrity interviews, our major issues, our big issue of the day, and the chance to win cash on your having a laugh.
What would be written on your gravestone?
If you hear shouting, please open the lid.
Best characteristics.
Being adaptable in this business, it's very good career advice.
Tell us 3 things about you we don't already know.
Well, you might not know, I can sort of play the piano. I used to sing in a folk group called the Tarn Folk, and I tend to fill up when I hear marching bands.
Tell us your 3 beliefs in life.
Children should be able to get dirty and play out in the street unsupervised. Before standing as an MP, candidates should have had a proper job for at least 5 years, and social workers who deal with children should have at least 1 one parent on the team.
City Talk 105.9. Call the City Surgery now.
0151 708 1059. Text Talk, then a space, then your message to 61025. Or email surgery@citytalk.fm.
Welcome back to the City Surgery here on City Talk 105.9. My name is Will Batchelor. I join you every weekday between 12 and 1. And on those weekdays, I am joined by an expert of a different flavour to dispense their wisdom to you. If you want to ask a question of today's expert, he is Mr. Gary Miller. He's our gadget guru and IT expert, and he's here to dish out his wisdom on all things shiny. So if your computer is playing up, if you have some technology that is confusing you, then why not speak to Gary? He'll hopefully be able to take you by the hand and lead you through it to the promised land of technological glory. You know, I make this stuff
that
on the spot.
That sounds like a song, actually. Yeah. You should write songs.
I'm in full flow.
That was lovely.
It must have been those few pints of canes I had yesterday coming back to haunt me. 0151 708 1059. That's the landline if you want to speak to Gary. Ask him a question. The text number is 61025. Please start your message with the word talk, followed by a space. And the email is surgery@citytalk.fm. Just before the break, we were talking about Skype, which is basically a free telephone network or very cheap telephone network available via the internet. And the idea is that your phone is effectively connected through the internet rather than through phone lines. And I said, I don't know anyone apart from Gary who uses it, so can you let us know if you use it? We had a call from John, who is in West Derby. Thank you, John. He called to say he's on Three Network with a Nokia N95, and he gets unlimited Skype calls. So that's interesting, isn't it? I guess the fact is, if he pays the... what do you call it? The I can't think of the word.
Subscription?
The subscription. There you go, to the phone. They don't really mind, do they?
No, they don't at Skype. All. No, not at all. Not at all.
Probably it's prefer good. It.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was John in West Derby.
Thank
you for letting us know. It just goes to show they are out there. John, you are one in a billion, apparently, because there's a billion others like you, or 999 million.
Oh, but yeah.
You know what I mean. I can't work that one out that quickly. Let's take... by the way, Colin has also sent us a text on 61025. And he says that if you look in today's Daily Mail, there's a part battery-powered car called a Nova from 1978. And apparently it could outpace a Porsche 911. So if you're into battery-powered cars, that doesn't sound... I'm sure that Collins reflected the article accurately, but a battery-powered car that could outpace a 911 from 1978.
For about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it just stops.
And the thing is, they have loads of batteries, don't they? So you wouldn't fancy going to Smith's and buying them all and
it's
taking them
out. It's probably like
packaging.
Those old mobile phones that used to be the size of a brick, and the actual battery pack that was attached to it was in the briefcase.
Yeah.
And that's generally what happened when they first came out. So this car is probably the size of an Arctic truck, or the car is attached to an Arctic truck. It just drags behind it.
I wonder if it's any relation to the Vauxhall Nova, which I'm fairly sure couldn't outpace a Porsche 911, but many young men, usually wearing baseball caps, have tried it in the past.
They're called boy racers.
Yes, I'll have a look for that. Thank you, Colin. And let's take another question. This has come in on the text as well, and it says, hi, I've got an MP3 player, and when I've downloaded music to it from my media files, there is no sound coming through. What do I need to do, please?
Well, the first thing I would do is ensure that your headphones work properly. So plug the headphones into your computer, into the sound output connection. And I mean, it may be a silly response, but some people just don't check those sort of things. I'm maybe sure you have, but do check the headphones.
To be fair, I wouldn't have checked.
Right, well, I would check the headphones, because there may be a break in the cable, you just don't know.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work in the computer, then and it doesn't work in the MP3 player, that means there's something wrong with the headphones. And they're cheap, you can go and get a new pair out of Dixon's or whatever for about £5 to £10. So they're not too expensive. The other thing is, make sure that what you're downloading are MP3 files and not MP4 files or AAC files. That was double AC files, which are for the Apple. For the iPod. So the Apple does not play MP3 files, even though people call it an MP3 player. It actually plays Apple authorized music. And I think that's maybe where the AA comes from. It's Apple authorized. So just make sure you are downloading the correct version. If you're still not playing, that sounds to me as though there's something wrong with your MP3 player, because I can't think of any other reason why. If you download it correctly, it's a correct type of file, and your headphones are working, then it's something wrong with the machine itself. Take it to the shop you've got it from and see whether they'll do a swap. And if they don't do a swap, see if they'll actually get it fixed for you.
Okay, so first of all, check the headphones. Second of all, check there's no discrepancy between your MP3 player and the files you're trying to load on them, particularly yes. if they're from Apple. And thirdly, if both of those don't work out, then take it to the next level. Thank you to our... I don't think there's a name on that text, so just let me check. Thank you to our mystery texter for that one. I'm going to start calling mystery texters by the last three digits of their telephone number. Thank you, 918. No, 018. It's very futuristic, that, isn't it? Like Big Brother.
It is indeed, yeah.
But thank you to 018 for that question. And let's take this one. By the way, I think we should start having a contest here at City Talk for who can find the listener from the furthest afield part of the world, because you can listen to this show, in fact every show on City Talk, via our website, which is www.citytalk.fm. Go on the website, there's loads of stuff to look at, and you can listen to us as well through it. If you're stuck in work, do it through the headphones so the boss doesn't hear. And I've got a listener in Tokyo, which I think is winning so far, and it's from a guy called Dell, who says, "Hi there, just listening to you here in Tokyo. I have to say Skype is a godsend to me. I only use it via PC, not on my mobile. My job has me in a different country every week. Since using Skype, I have cut my mobile phone bills dramatically. Texting is also a fraction of the cost via Skype, so I can't praise it enough." Thank you to Dell, who is in Tokyo. That's not bad, is it?
Thank you, Dell. And in fact, Dell, Tokyo is my most favourite place to visit because it's gadget heaven. The Shinjuku area of Tokyo is just the best, and I went with a friend many years ago and I spent 3 days browsing the gadget stores because they were way in advance of anything else. And you know what, not just the gadgets, the actual environment, 1 minute busy, the next minute surreally quiet, and you could just contemplate and meditate. And it was unusual. You'd 1 minute be knocked over by people who are actually apologizing for doing so, and you turn a corner and you're in a chrysanthemum garden actually relaxing, and you wouldn't know there was the hustle and bustle of the city outside. Tokyo is wonderful, as is Skype, obviously, as well, getting back to the gadget side.
Now, to be honest, that's interesting, because I've heard Tokyo is one of the few places left on Earth where you will get a proper culture shock. It, you know, so many places now, we're all kind of a little bit Americanized, a bit the same. You know, they might speak in a slightly strange tongue, but most of society is the same. But Tokyo, I'm told, is just another world.
It is. If you've seen the film Blade Runner, going back to gadgets, I love Great Air Blade Runner, and I love the way the screens, the advertising seem to float in the air. And I love to see the Japanese people riding around in little bicycles, ringing their bells, with fish hanging over the handlebars. And they're wearing those wicker basket type hats, like cones. In Tokyo, you're looking up at screens that do that. They're not floating, they're actually attached to buildings, but look as though at night time they're floating. But there are people riding around in bicycles, actually with fish hanging over the handlebars. It's a huge culture shock. It's wonderful. I'd recommend Tokyo to everybody. You've got to go. It's stunning to be there.
There you go. Thank you to Dell and anyone else who's listening online, www.citytalk.fm. By the way, speaking of people who like to listen to this radio station in ways other than through the FM signal, one of them is Coggy, who asked us last week about the best type of digital radio to buy, and you recommended a Pure Highway, and he's emailed back today, so thanks, Coggy. And he says, "Hi, Will. Got one of those Pure Highway DAB radios. They're okay. Lots of new radio stations, but as far as getting City Talk is concerned, it's useless. The boundary for listening is about 50% smaller than FM." And he says, "Long live FM. Any chance of getting City Talk to do a national DAB signal? We're only 3 months old. Give us a chance, but I shall have a word with the boss. And I'm glad that you can still get us through FM. That's the main thing. And don't go listening to any of those other radio stations on there. They're no good."
Of course not. Of course not.
I've heard them. But thank you to Coggy for that, who I know is a keen listener to this show, which, by the way, is called The City Surgery on City Talk 105.9. Now, let's take another question. This has come in on the email surgery@citytalk.fm, and it's from Janice, who says, I'm thinking of doing a newsletter for my local area. What design package is best and user-friendly? I'm OK on computers, but no expert.
Well, there are a whole host of different applications. In fact, excuse me, in my past, I used to teach people to use desktop publishing packages, although not really called that these days. But on the Apple, again, going back to the Apple, because it was wonderful for that. It's what made Apple as important and as successful as it is today was originally set up for desktop publishing.
Of course, the Apple Mac, yeah.
Yeah, the Apple Mac, that's what it was created for. Mm. And that's why it became very successful in America in particular, and in Europe. And in those days, you would use Aldus PageMaker. If you remember PageMaker, a wonderful application. Now, what it allowed you to do was set up a page, obviously PageMaker. You would set up what basically looks like pigeonholes, and you would put words and you put pictures into those pigeonholes, and some pigeonholes were bigger than the others, and it's actually how the typeset or published newspapers, they just basically create big tables or big pigeonholes, and some are the spaces are bigger than the others, and you put a bigger picture, a smaller picture in, an advert in, or some words that describe some topic. So desktop publishing has been around for a long, long time, and on the computer it's been around a lot longer typesetting wise, going back to the 1500s, 1600s, particularly in Germany. But going fast forward to today, what would you buy? If your budget was limited, then I would say go for Microsoft Publisher. Microsoft Publisher, it doesn't cost very much money. I think it's about £50, and it would allow you to do a newsletter. It basically allows you to create these pigeonholes, or what you might call a table, and into that table, into the big boxes, you put photographs, into other boxes that cover the top of the page, you'd put your headline or the name of your newsletter. And then in the smaller pigeonholes, you'd put the words that tell us about the story, and that could look absolutely fantastic. You could cheat a little, you could use Microsoft Word or Microsoft Write or Mac Write, and that basically costs you next to nothing to buy, but it's not fantastic quality. So Aldus PageMaker used to be, now InDesign or PageMaker, wonderful applications. That's what to use if you're doing professional work.
Okay, and presumably Janice would just go to a local big computer software shop to get it.
Yeah, any Dixon's, Curry's, PC World, anything. And Corgi, listen to City Talk, buy an iPhone, 3G, listen to it through the web, you'll hear it perfectly.
Good idea. He's already blown his money on a pure highway radio, now you're telling him to buy an iPhone. Corgi, speak to you next week, I'm sure, and let us know how you're getting on with all your latest technology. That goes for everyone else. Let us know, and also keep those questions coming in, because Gary likes to be tested. surgery@citytalk.fm. You can send your technological questions at any point during the week, and I'll pick them up, or better still, phone us during the day. Now, tomorrow, Annie Bramall is back. She's our PDSA vet. So if you've got a sick animal, talk to us tomorrow between 12 and 1 on City Talk.
K-Seal Glass were voted Best Business on Merseyside in the Liverpool Echo Enterprise Champions Awards 2006.
And since then, we've been going from strength to strength. Although whether we're stronger than our laminated, toughened or fire-rated glass is something we'll never know.
Manufacturing and supplying all types of glass all over the Northwest, K-Seal offer quality, reassurance and a product you can trust.
Find out more. Call today on 0151 653 3777.
K-Seal. Seeing things clearly.
To be taught by inspirational professors and top academics.
To have access to the country's best educational resources, including the fastest growing virtual learning environment.
To focus on my future career.
To discover a life with more meaning.
That's why I chose Liverpool Hope University.
The Liverpool Hope Open Day takes place on Saturday, June the 21st. To find out more, click hope.ac.uk or text HOPE to 84880.
Text charged at standard network rate.
If you're a homeowner or rent from a private landlord and receive certain benefits, here's some heartwarming news from Warmer Heating.
Under the government's Warm Front Scheme, you could claim £2,700 towards a new gas or electric heating system from Warmer Heating.
Even if you're not on benefits and you're 60 or over, you may still be entitled to a £300 rebate towards the repair or replacement of your current heating system.
Find out more more. Call Warmer Heating free on 0800 377 7775 or visit warmerheating.co.uk.
Stephen and Chris's mum thinks the world of their two boys and their sister Claire. They're a close family.
So close, we set up our own business, Five Star Blinds.
And because they're a family business, they offer a five-star service, including free measuring, free fitting, and seven vertical blinds from just £69. And they promise to treat all their clients like they'd like to be treated.
You better add, or they'll have me to answer to.
Find them at Unit 6, 144 Hornby Boulevard, Bootle, or call 933 779.
Five Star Blinds, it's a family thing.
You know, I love Buffet Star. Delicious, mouth-watering, scrumptious, piping hot, healthy Chinese and Thai food. Eat as much as you like for under 6 quid. And talking of squid, do you just love it pan-fried with lashings of salt and chilli?
Mm-hmm. Buffet Star. 60 delicious Thai and Chinese dishes to choose from for less than 6 quid. Buffet Star, Hanover Street, Liverpool, just round the corner from Central Station.
Across Merseyside.